producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Once again, we always start our show off with a conversation with one of our pals from Talk Media News, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is with us. Bob, you were just telling me before we jumped on that, is this true? You must be really bored. You're reading the omnibus?
I know. I never read it when I served. Now in Congress, now I'm reading it.
I love it, and it's just a nightmare, right? A mess of this, and here's what you get, and here's what you get kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mike. I know you don't know. There's some AM broadcasting language in there about wattage and night and daytime. How about that?
Wow, and that's a big deal, actually. I'm going to go right now and go read it. There is a big deal about that because, especially we're on at night, some stations power down. Sometimes you have a stronger signal, so that's interesting.
This is different.
Wow.
And then there's some tax. Now, there's two bills. I do need to clarify this. There's a tax bill, and then there's the omnibus bill. So there's two separate votes. Now, the one is going to have 40 probably Democrats on it. That's the tax, keeping certain tax breaks that are out there, including what Nancy Pelosi won, which is the energy tax credit. There's the tuition tax credit of $2,500. You know, then there's the Friday vote, because this is today on the tax measure. And then the Friday vote's going to be a little bit tougher because Republicans are going to become unglued, maybe not to the Boehner level, but they're not happy with Speaker Ryan. He and Nancy Pelosi had their steak and fry dinner, and they cut a deal. And in the world of the real people, of Earth people, you know, they made a compromise. But in the world of Republicans right now, in the Donald Trump era, it's sort of like, oh, Paul Ryan, he's just like John Boehner.
Yeah, there you go. Just like John Boehner. One thing that happened on the Hill, too, as well, is Janet Yellen, who, of course, is the Federal Reserve Chair, for the first time since 2006, we're seeing that interest rates are going to be raised. Wow, goodbye stimulus. There has to be a lot of reaction to that.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I must say, I've got to just give her a lot of credit. I really like her style. She's so thorough. But she made it clear that they're not just going to willy-nilly down the road continue to raise. They've raised the quarter of the percent. And, of course, that doesn't help, you know, with what we finance as a government, the debt. But she made it kind of clear they're not just going to continue to do this. They're going to really assess. So it's making a little ripple. It could have been a lot more.
All right, I like that. It could have been a lot more. And in the world of Trump, because we all live in it, the latest thing that he said is, I don't want Jeb's endorsement. He's a low-energy person. He does not represent strength, power, and stamina. Wow! He just kicks him in the groin area every day.
Donald Trump, honestly, at the debate, was a kind of a new Trump. He was growing. He put his hand on Ted Cruz. He was nice, you know, et cetera, right? And then he just slashed and burned Jeb Bush on that stage. I mean, it was sort of like, yeah, okay, you want to fight me? Come on. Come on. And now he doesn't stop. I mean, he just doesn't like him, and he's putting him to rest. And, of course, Bush doesn't like him because Donald Trump is sort of like Hillary Clinton. The only thing that stood between her and the presidency was Barack Obama. And now I'm not saying there's the same viciousness, but no, that's what stood in between her and the presidency. And Jeb Bush, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would be seeing Jeb Bush at the top of the food chain right now.
Wow, yeah, that's true. No doubt about it. All right, I know you have like 30 seconds left, but check this out. In the world of gaffes, you can put that to Ben Carson's side of the stage. He kind of slipped up. He pronounced Priebus's name Pubis.
I know, and hummus and Pubis, yeah, and he did a bigger slip up too. I caught this when Ben Carson on the stage said, "Oh, I'm not going to run independent because you know Chairman Pubis and Priebus, the chairman, said that article wasn't correct, the Washington Post article about the secret dinners in D.C. to plot against Trump and them. So he really shouldn't have told that. Ben Carson, nice guy, but not the brightest political light bulb. You don't tell on national TV that you had some kind of secret talk with the chairman and then mispronounce his name.
No kidding. Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so as you know, Bob was talking about, it is interesting, and unfortunately for Carson, he had a few stumbles. But I think at this point, that doesn't matter. It's not about him stumbling over names. It's about, you know, he doesn't have much of a chance of being president. And isn't it wild, because there was all this excitement for just a brief time over Ben Carson. And I know some people that like Ben Carson and like what he has to say and liked him when he kind of broke open on the national scene at the prayer breakfast. I want to say it was a year ago, actually 2 years ago. And that's when he caught a lot of the eye of some Republicans. Why don't you run? Why don't you run? And that's the problem. That's what happens. You'd be great. Why don't you run? And then we're off to the races from there. So to be fair, on the other side of this thing, you had Bernie Sanders, who was at a mosque in Washington, D.C., trying to do the opposite, because he's ripping Donald Trump. He's calling him xenophobic and racist. You know, he's ripping his comments, not him. He's saying he has racist comments and xenophobic. And so that he did a thing in the mosque. He sat down, talked, and did like a bunch of TV interviews and that kind of stuff. Also, because we were talking about what's in the budget bill, Planned Parenthood, nothing. All of the arguments over Planned Parenthood, but the budget bill maintains all the access to preventative health services for Planned Parenthood. So that flew out of the legislation too. And this short-term funding bill, of course, the measure had to be signed to avert the government shutdown, and it was. The president signed the bill. And from that point of view, it's smart, because I say this all the time, we end up in the same situation. And it's like, if I were dating the government, I'd be gone. Two dates and you're done. I don't get it. It's because, to me, I understand it's a giant monolith in a way, and it's so difficult to take all those minds, take all those representatives, constituents into Washington, and you're fighting for your piece of turf. But come on, this is ridiculous. Every year, it's the same thing. We have a bill. We have a spending bill. We have to go through what's in the bill. Could they not start earlier, get to it faster? And by the way, just a quick thing here, and Bob was talking a little bit about that. The provisions for tax breaks include NASCAR, horse racing, and Puerto Rican rum. That's what's part of the $622 billion tax bill. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. And since we're kind of stuck on Washington here at the top, and this is part of the buzz in your backyard and mine, because what happens there affects all of us, and sometimes you don't get the word, and then all of a sudden you say to yourself, well, I didn't know about that. So nonprofit groups are just all over this proposed rule from the IRS, warning that the regulations could dry up donations and leave them vulnerable to hacking, right? The IRS is proposing new requirements for nonprofits to collect, check this out, the Social Security numbers of the donors. Really? Currently, nonprofits send donors a form that verifies their contribution. They use it for tax purposes. I've been there. You've done it. If you've even donated something small, it's not small or large. But the IRS is proposing these changes that would require the nonprofits to get those numbers of the donors to provide directly to the agency. Wow, that's like a giant bullseye on nonprofits. See, the pendulum's going too far in the other direction, right? So imagine, they can't stop hackers. You know, how would they be able to stop nonprofits? They wouldn't. I mean, you know, the hacking into nonprofits, no way. Even the president and the CEO of the National Council of Nonprofits said, look at the fact that the IRS itself got hacked. Crazy. Stay with us. We're flipping burgers and we're heading to the other side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Money Guy Stephen Kelly and the author of the sensational book, Tell Me When You're Gonna Die, and I'll Show You How Well You Can Afford to Live. Terrific stuff. It embodies everything that we've been talking about here on the show. Pick it up. It's a great read, an incredible resource, and personally, I think it could save your life. I told somebody that the other day. I posted it all over my social media, and they thought, wow, that title is awesome. It's so provocative. It's provocative for a reason. And before we jumped on the air, Stephen and I were talking about this, and hello, Stephen.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. We were talking about something that's one of my favorite things, actually, to talk about, and it's labels. All the whole idea of labeling all kinds of things, including financial instruments, but also, and you brought this up one time, and recently I had a conversation with somebody from Europe about this, that when you meet people in the United States, the first thing that people say to you is, what do you do?
I know.
And are and ready, we're off to the races.
Yeah, not who are you.
Yep. Yep.
Not what kind of a person are you, not but what do you do?
Yep.
And then we assign judgments to that.
Yes, yes.
You know, yep. And if you're somehow, if you're, you know, a maintenance person or a janitor or someone that, you know, whatever, you're not somehow as worthwhile as perhaps a bank president. And I just really think that's sad because, and I'm not saying everybody does this, but I do believe it's a common thing that happens. And the thing that's got me thinking about this is what I've been seeing going on in the campaigns lately. And this is where you get a lot of people, you know, if you can label something, if you can name something, especially if you can label it with a less than pleasant name, then you can easily assign a value to it without really having to dig into it and look at the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we run into this a lot. For example, if I were to tell you that you've got your home paid off. And, Kate, when you retire, I could pull out half the value of your home, and I could give that to you, and you'd never have to pay me a payment. And there would be interest charge, but it would be a market rate. You know, it would be commensurate with the market, but that would just store up in the home. And you would never have to do that. You just have the money to work with. And then at the end of the period, when you're out of the home, if there was money left in the home, we'd sell it and you'd get the money, or your state would get the money. Or if the house was underwater, you could walk away from it and the bank would never come after you. It would be a free ride at that point. You'd probably say to me, God, that sounds like a wonderful program. I'd love to get into that. What is it? And then I would say, well, that's called a reverse mortgage. And then you'd say, wait, whoa, I don't like reverse mortgages. I don't want that. Well, that's because we've got out there in the sort of the ether, if you will, this word called reverse mortgage that over the years, because of the way they first started and some bad press along the way, and when they were sort of finding their footing, got this label that then people talk about and don't like. But they don't look beyond the label. They just assign the value to the label. And so they're not willing to look at the thing itself and judge the thing itself. All they want to do is judge the label. Does this make sense to you?
It totally does, because you're absolutely right. When you hear reverse mortgages, that sets off automatically an alarm bell for so many people. They're not even going to listen to what you have to say after that, even if it completely makes sense, because of some of what's happened in the past. People who misused it, didn't really talk about it correctly. The automatic mindset is, ugh, that's terrible. I don't care what I have to do. I will not do that.
Yeah,
I won't do that.
And the same thing applies to annuities. We have,
yes,
here's a contract that if the market goes up, we're going to give you a portion of the upside. If the market goes down, you're not going to lose anything. And it's going to set up a lifetime income that's about twice as much as you could get from any other savings vehicle. And if in the course of your lifetime you draw down the account to where there's zero money in it for the rest of your life, zero money in it, it will, for the rest of your life and your spouse's life, pay out the same amount of money until you're both dead. And if you die before the account is depleted, whatever's left in the account will go to your heirs. Now, how does that sound? Does that sound like a pretty good thing?
It does. If you just told me that and you looked at my finances and you said, I would say, absolutely. Oh my gosh. So I would probably say, what's the catch? Geez, is another shoe going to drop? But when you say, you're right, when you say the word annuities, that also gets people saying to themselves, oh no, 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 I've heard bad things, or
I don't like annuities. Well, how can you not like annuities? First of all, you don't know anything about them. You just know what you've heard.
Right.
Right. And secondly, it's like saying I don't like a hammer or I don't like a screwdriver. An annuity is just a tool.
Yes.
Right? And you know, to a hammer salesman, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, you can drive a screw with a hammer, but it's not pretty.
Right.
You know, it's not the appropriate tool to do that with. So when we look at income, by far the best income tool out there is the annuity, and the reason for that is if you draw down the account, it continues to pay you income for the rest of your life. And you can't do that with anything else, but the minute you call it the annuity, it turns off about half or 60% of the people you're trying to talk to, because they assign the value to the label, not the thing.
Yeah, and so it, going in this direction, Stephen, I think what it is like a friend of mine who's a guru with technology, he said he gets so frustrated because people say, I can't do that, I don't know how to do that. But if he shows them, then they learn, they're like, wow, why did I not open my mind to this? So it's what you don't know is not going to kill you. Listen, pay attention, and you might be better off as a result of it.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because one of my favorite sayings is from Mark Twain. It was actually the slave Jim in Huck Finn said, it ain't what you don't know that hurts you. It's what you know for certain that just ain't so.
So true.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. And so as we head into a new year, wouldn't it be great if people were able to open their minds a little bit more and get that financial freedom, frankly, if they paid attention more to not the label on the instrument, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, this is sort of the nub of what we do because, you know, people come to me, people who are satisfied and are happy and feel comfortable and secure typically don't darken my doorway, okay?
Right.
It's the people that aren't happy, that feel like something's not working, that they need to improve their situation. Those are the people that come see us. But everybody comes in with all this baggage from every place else. And so what I always try and get people to do is I say, just, you know, while you're in the office, let's leave everything outside. And just open up our minds to the possibility there might be some things in here that you can learn that you didn't know before. And that in itself, even if you don't do anything else with me, just the opening up your mind and learning process can serve you extraordinarily well for the rest of your life. And of course, that's what I tried to do with the book, is provide people information so they could open their minds up and start thinking in different ways. Because if you're going to change, you can't change your circumstances unless you change your thinking. You just can't do it. So if you're going to change your circumstances, you've got to start by changing your thinking. And then the rest will follow.
Yeah, absolutely. And besides, you know, people have free will. If you let your mind, and you see this in any book, if you open your mind and you pay attention to what someone's telling you, you make your own decision. So, and you're not foisting anything on anyone. It's the fact that people miss the boat, as you said. It's the people who darken your door, the people who really could have a different, better, freer, easier, mentally, not as taxing lifestyle, because they wouldn't be so worried about what's going to happen down the road when, as your book says, tell me when you're going to die, I'll show you how well you can afford to live instead of being in a state of panic, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's crazy. Pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon.com and the website freemoneyguys.com. Stephen, always awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a happy Christmas, and we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. You too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person.
Ah, yes, it's that time to check the mail, because I'll tell you what, once again, an avalanche of mail, kind of a myriad of things everybody wants to talk about. I love it. Remember, America Tonight, I started America Tonight to talk about what was buzzing in our minds and that other people sometimes weren't talking about, what we truly care about. Like right now, some of you are running around like maniacs trying to hurry up and set up your house and get everything just perfect for the Christmas holidays. And, ooh, that can be stressful, can't it? Absolutely, which is crazy. Christmas and stress should not be in the same sentence, but somehow we've created that. And many of you portrayed that in your emails to me. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, from Tim, Kate. I gotta tell you, man, my wife has a honey-do list that I could wrap around my entire body and wear as a giant coat. I understand because she's busy, I'm busy, so I'm not complaining about my wife. I'm just saying, where do we get to this point in our lives where there is so much happening that we can't seem to take a breath and live? Is it because we procrastinated too much heading into the holiday? We just have too many ridiculous things we have on our list to do for the holiday? I'm not sure. I just know that I sort of can't wait till the day actually comes, because then I can take a breath and all I have to do is collect wrapping paper and clear some dishes. Bah humbug. Happy holidays. I love that. I actually love that email because it personifies exactly what we're talking about. How it's not being one of those people, oh, it's so commercial. Well, you don't have to partake, but we do. And it's just that there has to be an easier way to do this. And he does bring up a good point. Is it that we're a nation of procrastinators? Could you get your things here and there when you're off traveling or whatever, and then maybe all you had to do was wrap, and you don't have to go and run out like a crazy man and woman and go and get all these gifts at the last second? But, you know, human nature is you're not thinking about Christmas in the middle of July. So, another one. Ellie says, bah humbug. I wish I could just stay home for the holidays. We're traveling, which in a way it's good because we'll be with family, but it's a short amount of time, a quick turnaround, and it's been almost nightmarish trying to get things together. I know this is what people would say is a first world problem and boo-hoo for me, but I have a feeling that more people are feeling this way. Kate, as I look around, I see that stress in people's faces. I don't see people smiling, relaxing, having Christmas lunches, enjoying themselves. I know people doing that, so I don't want to paint that picture that everyone is miserable, but it just feels like there's a heaviness in the air, and maybe it's me, maybe it's technology, I'm not sure. What do you think it is that drives this feeling that I have? Well, if I were analyzing you, I think it's the things that we talk about, just that, geez, it's the time conundrum that we all get in. You know, there's a lot of books about time. The one-minute manager, procrastinating, but not really procrastinating. I mean, there's just a million ways to skin that cat. But it's easier said than done. I mean, even the simplest things are taxing on us. It's so funny. I was reading, and I did this the other night on the air, resolutions from a long time ago, from medieval times, and they were doing resolutions. And in their resolutions, you could tell how much different the times were, because it was like more time for serenity and thought. And I thought, oh, so they were talking about it then. However, it's still different than what we have today. And part of that is, probably part of it is technology. Here's what I would tell everybody to do who's hooked on technology, and I get it because I'm right there with you. I'm just saying, even the simplest thing like your iPhone, it's we're walking around with computers. But because we're walking around with computers, we're constantly checking our computers. So at some point during the holiday, if you can, gosh, just put it away. Put it in a drawer, put it in your bag, whatever. So you're not looking at all the ping, 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 pings that are coming up. I think you deserve a few hours away from that. And I get it because I have it too. You know, I'm waiting for people to get back to me, whatever. And the idea of having the phone away from me, I think, is a good thing. And I do that. And I would implore all of you, just take a moment to do it. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, take a breath. Take a breath, right? I do that now when I watch a football game. Just put everything to the side. I'm watching this game. I'm going to just invest in enjoying and watching the game. So there you go. All right, we move from the thoughts of Christmas, holidays, that kind of stuff, to something completely different. How about this? This one comes to us from Joe, who says he's in Illinois. And Joe in Illinois says, the nightmare that continues to be, Kate, the people that we elect in this country, really, when you think about it, it seems like every night we're talking about the disqualifications of the people who want to be president. And I guess mostly it's on the Republican side, because it's a foregone conclusion that Hillary Clinton, as you say all the time, is the Democratic nominee. And how sad is that? It's like a disqualifier. How about, is there people that we really think are qualified? They just aren't getting the nod, or perhaps they don't want the nod, which is even sadder, and I think that's maybe even more of the case. So who would it be that you would like to see run if they could run? Well, I think you bring up a good point, and that's a good question for everyone. I've asked this before. Let's just shed any kind of label of the person. They do this, they do that, they're in real estate, they're a business person, they do whatever, which is what Donald Trump's deal is. Who is it that, if you could just pluck them out, that you would think would make a great president? I mean, I'll even throw out the number, 855-266-5283. Here's a great example. Ross Perot runs for president, and, you know, people call him Big Ears and his Texas accent and whatever. But if you go back and you listen to what he said when he was running for president, half of what he said, more than half, has come true. He really did have a pulse. He had his finger on the pulse of what was going on, especially economically, let's put it that way. So there's an example of someone who ran and he knew what was happening. I'll tell you somebody who would be interesting to me, and he has run and dumped out. You know, he's been considered before. People have come to him before. But I think Stephen Forbes, and the reason I say Stephen Forbes is because I've seen him speak, and in seeing him speak, I realized his knowledge on just his world knowledge was pretty darn good. Well, great. I thought his knowledge was great on a lot of subjects, especially economically, of course. And he, you know, he was twice a candidate for the nomination of the Republican Party for president. And you think, okay, he's the editor-in-chief of the business magazines of Forbes. And you say, well, what does that make him qualified? He gets it. He really does. I'm saying that he's in touch with what's going on as far as internationally, what we are giving up, how we're not looking at the long view. And if you read anything he's written, you'll understand what I mean. So if I'm asked that question right now off the top of my head, I would say, and I've thought about this before and he did run, would be Stephen Forbes for me. I think he would be good. Now, he doesn't have that massive charisma. He does when you go see him speak, actually. If you go see him speak on just whatever it is, could be for any organization, he's good. But on the whole presidential platform, he gets buried by all the others who have much more political background than Forbes does. So we move from that to this one from Sam I Am. Katie Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a while. I was thinking about you the other day. And I was wondering, as you look around and survey the landscape, do you think that ISIS is going to continue to have a bigger foothold in the United States, meaning the ideology of ISIS spreading it, getting people to come to the United States, or others that are here that will do some nefarious things to people in our country? Oh, that's just a horrible thing to think about, actually. I think we have to be vigilant about what's going on. We have to be concerned about terror. It can't be the oh yeah, yeah, the terror thing, because we've got people in here and we've got people there and the CIA is doing what they can. I think we have to be on top of it. I mean, look at San Bernardino. So San Bernardino happens, and I say it's about the buzz in your backyard. Everybody in America is mentioning it, talking about it, knows about it. More details shake out about Syed Farouk and his bride that he goes and gets, and she comes into the country, and the whole thing, with that they were radicalized and all of that. And to me, the most depressing thing is I think of the families, and I read the stories of the victims. I think of the families who were torn apart. Here we are in the holidays. They were at a Christmas party, and they're dead. And we all feel terrible. We talk about it, then everybody moves on. We all move on, just like people around them will, and that's human nature because you have to survive, and that's what you do. But I think it's like those stickers you used to see, and you still see them sometimes. We will never forget 9/11. We won't forget. You know, we have to be aware of what's happening. We have to be on top of what, as much as possible, of what's going on, so we don't have people's lives shattered by some incredibly sick individuals who stand behind or around whatever religious ideology they choose to throw out there. And the Islamic jihadists are just, it's the whole thing is just intolerable. And when this happens, you know, you think of Paris, you think of San Bernardino, but it's the people, it's the victims, it's terrible. It's awful. We shouldn't, you know, life is tricky enough. We love life. Don't you love life? Every day you wake up, you have a chance for something new. You know, an awesome meal you made, hanging out with your friends, the cool thing you're doing at work, the thing you're working on, whatever, your children, your grandchildren. I don't want that to be cut short for anyone, frankly. I mean, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I would like for it to remain that way as much as possible, seriously. All right, so thanks so much for that one. That was very thought-provoking. And thanks to all of you for sending in your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're rounding the bend for the final segment of this hour anyway of America Tonight. And check it out. There is a big push to close Gitmo again. The Pentagon is proposing just this huge release of the detainee. So the White House might actually move one chess piece closer to what Obama said he would do when he ran for president, and it's close Gitmo. I mean, wow. Here's what I say. Let's not have those detainees transferred to the United States. I don't think any of us, am I right? Can I speak for the group collectively? I don't think any of us are up for that. I don't know what state wants to embrace these prisoners. I'm going to say none. But there is that push for this exodus. At least 17, they say, what they term as low-level detainees are going to be released from Gitmo. And we know already one of the detainees who was released actually popped back up on a battlefield in Yemen. And this is why the countries they're from, in many cases, didn't want them back. So not good news, not shocking. This was one of the key items on the checklist for Obama when he ran back in 2008 that we're going to get rid of Gitmo. We're going to close the inhumane treatment of the prisoners. And we had on this show three people who went to Gitmo. Three, I'll call them dignitaries, who went to Gitmo, who talked to us on the air over the years, over the course of 7-8 years, and all said that they talked and looked and saw nothing of the sort. But regardless, there is confirmation that the Pentagon is floating to the lawmakers that real serious possibility of, oh yeah, another 17. They're going to be talking about it again on Friday. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Congress he's approved 17 proposed transfers. Now, if this happens, it would be the largest number in a single month since 2007. And that would lower the number at Gitmo to 90. And the White House isn't really giving out any particulars. In fact, mum is the word, gag order, sort of. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, I don't have any announcements about any planned transfers at this point. That's what he said. This is a rocky, rocky road, a slippery slope. Throw in any cliche you want. Here's what I say for sure. You're going to do the transfer thing. Clearly, please do not transfer them to the United States. It means more money. Who's paying for the move? So let's empty out our taxpayer pockets again to move some of the people on lists that we don't want to know about. Remember, the Defense Department announced the five Yemeni detainees were released and sent to the United Arab Emirates. Remember that whole Bo Bergdahl thing that also happened? Yeah. That's why Congress had a fit over the legality of it. Wow. Crazy. All right, speaking of things Washington, the House okayed a $700 billion, so that actually went up a little bit, $700 billion tax cut package. And they're looking at this budget vote because of the deficit concern that's still flying around. There is some questioning of, okay, so what are we talking about as far as these taxes are concerned? Tax extenders. And it passed 318-109. That says almost everyone jumped on this. Friday is the vote. This is the first big budget test since Paul Ryan took over. Democrats said they were upset that they weren't able to extract more concessions, but they got some. Republicans extended some key tax breaks, some big ones, but Planned Parenthood goes funded, so that's where they lost. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said there might be enough Democratic votes to push it through the chamber. We'll see. Here's what the tax credits go for. You ready? Do any of these affect you? Child cost and lower earning families are set to, you know, for college expenses, are set to become permanent. Cuts for companies that do research or buy equipment. Boy, that sounds like a lot of companies, right? How many companies don't do research? The measure would make permanent or extend reductions for some charitable contributions. Builders of energy-efficient homes, producers of Puerto Rican and Virgin Island rum, and owners of auto racetracks, they get tax breaks. Well, that's nice. You know, should we all pool our money and buy a track? The America Tonight track. So, I mean, this is the process. The Republicans did win, and I mentioned this in another show, what was tucked into two of the bills, provisions delaying taxes associated with Obamacare, a tax on medical devices would be suspended for 2 years, and also a tax on health insurers would stop for 1 year, and for unions, a tax on higher cost insurance policies would be also postponed for 2 years until 2020. Boy, that sounds wild to say that. We are closer to 2020, aren't we? Whew. That's when I feel old. 2020. So it looks like this happens. This happens and that's it. I mean, but we get hurled into debt. So we get hurled into debt. Do those tax breaks affect you? And we keep going back to the drawing board the same old way that we have done for way too long. We increase spending and we maintain corporate welfare. I mean, what else could they give Puerto Rico? They need money. So if they just gave them money, that would just make it that much easier for Puerto Rico. It's crazy. I didn't see some of what was in there coming. And who benefits the most? The unions. The unions. And what are we back to again? The accordion group. See, we're the accordion group, and I'm in there with probably most of you, I'm sure. But if you're middle class or barely hanging on to middle class, you're the accordion group. That's what we are. And we get pushed and pulled and talked about all the time, but then when it comes down to it, when legislation is passed, it screws the middle class more than any other economic group. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if we're talking about health care, tax breaks, whatever. It's all the same old, same old. Oh. Hate to be so gloomy a week away from Christmas, but let's call it what it is. And I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. So this is something to buzz about. Debt gets higher. Oh, well. If you have children, no amount of money is ever going to solve this problem at this point. Because it's ridiculous. And the Chinese have the debt, our debt, that they own to wave above our heads like fireworks that could just explode at any time. And we can say what we want about China and where are they in a land grab for islands, and are they messing with Japan, and we're there with Japan, our allies, but we have to keep close to our friends in China. Baloney. China has our debt. It puts us squarely in the middle of it. Think about it. On that note, merry, merry, happy, happy, and all that sort of thing if you started the celebrating right now. Maybe you're going to stand in line because you have a ticket to see in your area. Star Wars, May the Force be with you.
Wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.